Hi, I'm VOA's Tommy McNeil with your worldwide news update. AP's Mike Hempen reports police boats continue scouring the Potomac River as part of the recovery and investigation into the deadly mid-air collision at Reagan National Airport near Washington.
Authorities say the remains of 41 people have been pulled from the Potomac River following the Wednesday mid-air collision between a jet and an Army helicopter. 67 people died. John Donnelly is the Washington, D.C. fire chief.
We expect to recover all of the bodies. We have that's why our teams are still working. We're going to have to work with the salvage company to do some of that work.
Reagan National Airport has reopened, but officials say two of its three runways remain closed to keep aircraft from flying over the crash scene while taking off or landing. The Department of Transportation says the Federal Aviation Administration has heavily restricted helicopter traffic around the airport. Mike Hempen, Washington.
AP correspondent Karen Chamis reports on three more hostages to be released from Gaza.
News that three high-profile hostages are expected to be released has brought excitement and trepidation to Israel. The men include Yadan Bibas, who is the father of the youngest captives held in Gaza. The men's release would be the fourth since a ceasefire between Israel and Hamas came into effect this month. In its first phase, 33 Israeli hostages are expected to be freed in exchange for nearly 2,000 Palestinians held in Israeli prison. I'm Karen Chamas.
Six Americans who had been detained in Venezuela in recent months have been freed by the government of President Nicolas Maduro after he met with a senior U.S. official. U.S. President Donald Trump and his envoy for special missions, Richard Grenell, announced the release of six men on social media. Grenell posted a photo on X showing him and the men aboard an aircraft. Grenell's hours-long trip to Venezuela, according to the White House, was focused on Trump's efforts to deport Venezuelans back to the country, which currently does not accept them. This is VOA News. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports on the tariffs being imposed on Canada, Mexico, and China as of this Saturday.
They'll be 25% on goods from America's northern and southern neighbors and 10% on China. Canada's Justin Trudeau's making his own promise.
It's not what we want, but if he moves forward, we will also act.
Plan A, plan B.
Mexico's Claudia Sheinbaum says her government is also ready to retaliate. A trade war between the three nations could trigger higher prices while disrupting energy, auto, and other sectors. Sagar Magani at the White House.
AP correspondent Haya Panjwani reports from the United Nations about executions and rapes in Congo.
Jeremy Lawrence, the spokesperson for the High Commissioner for Human Rights, said the organization has documented a rise in conflict sexual violence.
DRC officials report that at least 165 women were raped by male inmates during the prison break of more than 4,000 inmates from Goma's Muzenze prison on the 27th of January, as M23 began its assault on the town.
The M23 group is one of about 100 armed factions vying for a foothold in eastern Congo, displacing 4.5 million people. The rebels' offensive in the region, which contains trillions of dollars in mineral wealth, escalated in recent weeks. That led to hundreds of thousands fleeing their homes and seeking refuge in displacement camps. I'm Haya Panjwani.
A government memo aimed at implementing U.S. President Donald Trump's order rolling back protections for transgender people has rippled through the federal government as agencies scramble to make changes to strip gender ideology from websites, contracts, and emails. The Office of Personnel Management directed agency heads to have staff remove pronouns from their government emails, disband employee resource groups, and terminate grants and contracts related to the issue. The directive was sent Wednesday and ordered the changes instituted by 5 p.m. Friday. It also asked agencies to remove the term gender from government forms and swap it out with sex. Authorities in the Eastern Caribbean nation of St. Kitts and Nevis are investigating the circumstances that led to the discovery of at least 19 bodies found drifting at sea. At around 11:30 in the morning Wednesday, the St. Kitts and Nevis Coast Guard responded to a report of a drifting vessel off the coast of Nevis. The partially submerged boat contained decomposed human remains. It was towed to St. Kitts, where police and medical officials are conducting investigations. The police commissioner, James Sutton, told the Associated Press it was a fishing vessel, which is not typically found in the Caribbean. That wraps up this update, but the world of news never stops. For additional updates, visit our website, voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.